Well, it wasn't pretty at times, but there was no lack of effort and commitment on either side. And I suppose, in a sense, well, she'd have loved 3 points. Probably both managers will feel that perhaps a draw was a fair result.
Yeah, boys, we huffed and puffed. I'm delighted we matched him physically. Their player style of play was really effective. They play high energy ball back to front, and we had to stand strong to that. And we're not far off playing a similar way. I thought maybe other than Bristol Rovers against 10 men for a long time that we put a lot of balls in the box tonight, probably more so than any other time this season, and maybe just lacked getting an extra body in the box at times. Maybe just lacked that little bit of quality in the final third. Lots of positives tonight. I think it's a good point because we've got a clean sheet. I think I'll look back at the video tonight or in the morning and just say maybe with a little bit more quality on the ball. I thought we made some really good decisions, but technically we let ourselves down as well. Certainly a platform there to build on.
Harry Smith, if this was some sort of university course, you would say he was doing 3 years in a year up against Robertson and Paul Robinson. I mean, he won't come up against a more formidable physical duo than those two. And I think they wanted to swap shirts with him a few times.
I tried to explain to H what he's going to face tonight against Robbo, but it's tough. But H used to face him, non-league players. So not calling him a non-league player, but the hustle, bustle, the aggressive type. And I thought Harry done really well. I thought he was outstanding tonight. Yes, of course, there's going to be moments when he gets caught out of position. There's going to be moments where he's going to give the ball away because he's learning. We're asking him to lead the line for us at the moment. On his third start for us. So I thought it was really good. And just thought at times we could have been slightly closer to him. Aiden's trying to do sort of two jobs, trying to link the play and get off him. If Aiden can't get close, we'll get other people around the ball. Lots to look back on and work on the training pitch before Saturday. We go to Bury in good spirits from the hard-earned point.
Yeah, and I think you look at other plus points. I mean, defensively, their goalkeeper was far busier than Jordan Archer. I don't think Jordan had a save to make, which is testament against a side that's just scored 10 goals in 2 games to the way that the team defended.
Yeah, the one at the end, sort of from 30 yards. The ball moved and he parried out. He done well there. Thought Jordan's kicking was very good tonight. Really commanding. Some really pleased with some good catches from crosses. Other than maybe Lyle Taylor having an opportunity from a knockdown in the first half, I don't remember our back four really being worked around the box other than dealing with long balls and balls in the box. So I was really pleased with them defensively. But I think it's the other end of the park where we just had a little bit more quality at times and just maybe took a bit more of a gamble, going forward. We might have got the end result.
Yeah, and on that subject, Lee Gregory missed out again tonight after the back spasm he suffered on Saturday. What's his chances for the weekend and how is Steve Morrison progressing?
Morrison's coming on really well. Certainly progressing really well. He heals well anyway, so really hopeful that, it'll be back in a few weeks. Gregor's very unlikely for Saturday. He's still not straightened up. But as ever, we give him every opportunity to be fit to as late as possible. Because we're certainly not short of attacking options at the moment. Having those boys back sooner rather than later would be a big bonus.